You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Hello, welcome to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I hope you're doing well. I'm your host, Ofneel Thing. For the next bunch of episodes, I'm speaking to a few acts from the City Rolls Festival lineup. That's right, live music festivals are back. City Rolls Festival will feature Seven Collar T-shirt, Diga Hayu, Luna Dira, Hectic, and more. This week, we are speaking to singer-songwriter, musician, producer, and more, Shell Hill, who's back from representing Malaysia at the recent iconic South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. We'll be catching up with him after a selection of tunes, starting with this number by Shreya Cole. It's called Old Dude. Keep it locked right here on Wavelength. BFM 89.9.
Thank you.
You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
Anyone from Yuna, it's called Make a Move, taken from Y2, the second EP in her 5-part series, and the one you just heard was the lead single from the 3-song EP. Right after this, we'll be catching up with producer and singer Shell Hill. Do stay tuned. But in the meantime, another Malaysian tune coming your way before we head into a very short break. This one's called Go To Bed. It's by Lyrit, Marcaroli and CHQY. Right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
Tell me
I'm not afraid to
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. With me, Ofnir Ting, Malaysian singer-songwriter and producer Shell Hill joins me on the show this week to tell us more about his experience at the recent South by Southwest. We'll also be talking about his brand new Superstrope remix EP. But before that, let's play something from the original Superstrope. It's a track with Ocean from the Blue called Chillin. Shell Hill joins us on the show right after this. Stay tuned.
Telling me something, don't say a thing. This point, I'll be going crazy. Oh, yeah. All this while we've been texting, all the time we've been vibing. Tell me what you want, tell me what you need. I need to know what you've been. But one step further from you. One more time and we'll be kissing. But you say you are confused. Oh no, 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 no. Do you know what you want from me? Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we are. We're just chilling, 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 chilling. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we are. We're just chilling.
And they don't have anything. It's a baby. But yeah, hush, can you meet her? Have you ever felt in love? Not a meter. Baby, I'm a superhuman tonight. Maybe you'll be superwoman. You're a special wonder, no, no, my day. Baby, I can call you baby, no, my lady. So I don't want us to be delayed. If you feel with me, tell me your name. You're a special wonder, no, no, my day. Baby, I can call you baby, no, my lady. So I don't want us to be delayed. If you feel with me, tell me your name. I'm a stranger, cause I always think a lot. You better run if you don't trust me, or let me be your man for the night. Can I tell you I'm so waving, I've been lazy for you, my lady. Just wanna get you a kiss, baby.
We don't know who we are. We don't know what we are. We're just chilling, 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 chilling. We don't know who we are. We don't know what we are. We're just chilling.
Joining me right now on the show is someone who's been described as a left-field pop maximalist. There are many more, but he's back from his trip from Austin, Texas for South by Southwest not too long ago, and he's joining us for a catch-up ahead of his live performance for City Roars Festival. I have the one and only Shell Hill joining us in the studio. What's up, man?
What up, what up? Finally in BFM studio for like how many times have we got already?
Way too many times that we've talked, but this is the very first time that you're with us in the studio face-to-face, not on Zoom.
Feels weird, man.
Not gonna lie.
Better late than never.
Yeah, that's why.
How are you doing?
I have to be here.
I'm good. Busy. Actually taking slightly a break, but coming soon back to work. Definitely for the festival. Finally the right timing for shows back to come, so a lot of live prep to do.
Yeah, you haven't been doing much live shows. Would you say that South by Southwest performance was your last live show?
Actually, yeah. And it was... So imagine this. With like Malaysia artists, you're taking a virtual show or not, it's not actually live live. So suddenly going to a show as a scale of South By, it actually puts you in like a, dang, you, I really had to take some time to actually prep and practice the show. And then you go there only to know that, you know, you are one of the, you know, other people are way more hardworking or talented than you. And like, I mean, like, you're on the spot, but they are also shining on their own. So like, I guess it's, South By is a good reminder and also a good preparation for the live, next live shows to come, I'll say.
Yeah, I guess the scale is very huge, right? With South By Southwest, there are just so many performances that are all going on at the same time while you're performing as well.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You also perform alongside Chai, Adoy, Elephant Gym and more, right? How was the experience like?
Yeah, so with my show, my specific show is by Jaded. So there's US media, and then like they were having, my set was with Chai, Soyun from Korea, and also Asifika from Korea, May from the UK, and then there was another one, if I'm not mistaken, Cartel Madras from Canada. So everyone is a representation of a part of Asia. Oh, it's crazy.
And you representing Malaysia, of course.
I'm proud, I'm grateful for that. And yo, but it's crazy, man. It's when I say crazy, it is crazy. Firstly, without masks. Secondly, like everybody is dancing and enjoying, like in front of the stage. Because like I think the my showcase was very fun because it was hip hop, electronic, R&B, rock, and like funk at the same stage. So imagine like the crowd was so diverse. It was just a bunch of people having fun towards the end. Yeah.
I'm assuming you played a lot of songs from the Superstroke EP.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, right, my first tested out live, okay, like first is Safe House, but like proper show is actually South By. So it's like I haven't got even chance to really test out on the physical stage. Then I go to South By to perform these songs already. So like, it's a bit surreal to sing a Malay song in front of like Americans. Yeah, and then like they just like lie and they just like, you know, and I'm like, ah, okay, you like it, nice. It's surreal lah. And I'm like, yeah, but it's an experience lah, yeah.
What do you do besides performing on stage? Were there any highlights from your trip?
Yeah, man, I get to like, this was being criticized by my US friend, but like we go to eat like LA crawfish, like go to like,
of course you got to try that, right?
Yeah, like we went to, wait, was it Costco? Wait, what was it? Like some really
Walmart.
Walmart, yeah, we went to Walmart. Yo, it was like, funny thing, right? It was so American, but it was slightly anticlimactic for me because as Malaysians, we are so exposed to American pop culture and American culture itself, games and movies. For me, I go there, it's like seeing GTA 5 in real life. Like the designs, right? And like the size of like products and whatnot, right? The weird signboard, right? I'm like, this feels not so unfamiliar. This is actually okay.
It's like you grew up seeing all these landmarks.
Yeah, but I haven't really seen that in physical life. Mm-hmm. Like it's weird. It's surprising that it's anticlimactic.
Do you have time to catch other acts, other performances?
Yeah, I have to. Sadly, I didn't get to catch the AOMG show, which is like, and sadly the Bombing Tiger show, man. That's like the because I have to catch my flight. But then, yeah, the rest of the acts I catch, I see all the sets on my show, definitely. And yeah, the rest of the sets, I'm just like walking past by and see these random country singer just singing, and it's just screaming Texas and American to me.
Do you meet any Malaysians there that suddenly like, oh, Malaysia boleh?
Tak ada tu. Langsung tak ada tu. I'm just like another Asian dude there. Yeah.
But performing at South by Southwest is still a huge thing, right? And I think for most of us growing up, I might be wrong, but I think most musicians would think of Bay Beats performing in Singapore as one.
Yeah.
And then South by Southwest, of course, you gotta, it's kind of like a mark of success a bit, performing in South by Southwest. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people have already asked you for advice, like how did you land a gig at South by Southwest and all that. What advice can you give, you know, all the budding musicians out there who also aspire to perform at South by Southwest one day?
First off, besides being grateful, I think as cheesy as it sounds, right, but besides pushing your own self and individuality, I think you need to get the right crowd and community to get to your music. I think what I've done is as grew up as like you know, performing in independent festivals in Malaysia, shout out like Tong Tai Tu or even City Raw, or like, you know, and also performing in like ASEAN Music Festival previously, like, not everyone would be, even in Malaysia, not everyone actually went and maybe be too familiar with all these different individual fests. But by me actually actively like keep doing all these shows and also actually pushing my own releases some to some press, to Enemy Girl, to Bandwagon Girl, like to BFM Girl, like sometimes I send like, you know, press stuff to you. Only it got me to like, you know, all these media plus publications plus like actively in the scene. I think I'm grateful that somebody finally noticed me. But I guess it took a while also think about it from like back end until now, though I have my debut EP last year. But I have been like pushing as independent for actually quite a while already, more than 5 to 7 years already. So like people actually don't see that. How many people actually like they like, if you don't have a team, do you actually push it yourself to like, you know, the right media or like the right community or going even for the right shows? So I'm just grateful that through the powers of the internet, and I got noticed, and through my different press and features on like even various creative platforms like Nowness Girl or like, you know, like yeah, all these Asian platform, yeah, maybe this is why I got it, I think.
So knowing your target market, but I think it's also interesting that, you know, once you've made it to South by Southwest, it turned out to be more of a humbling experience that made you realize that, man, the road ahead is still very long.
It's like, I go there, even though like, oh, I got so much work to do. Like, I'm happy I got to perform, I enjoyed myself, but I'm like, man, there's so much more to do. But I guess it puts me in also a right attitude also, and a right heart. I'm like, I'm not doing this for like, you know, I'm going there, I swag, I go America, I swag, no, I power, like, nah, man. I come back, I'm like, oh, I need to like work even harder on this and that. I need to improve this and that. Oh, the set can be tweaked even better if I put this song first, like, why not, like, something like that.
Because you technically experienced firsthand the much talked about American hustle. The hustle don't stop.
Yeah, don't ever stop. Everybody there is like, I guess the market is definitely much more bigger than Malaysia. And also much more competitive. But because maybe because the market is so big there, everyone can actually work on their own and work together to something. Like with here, different is like, it can be competitive, but sometimes the market is not as big, you know. It's a different story lah here.
Yeah, but I gotta say though, you've been pretty hardworking as well. Since 2020 Superstroke EP, you've still not rested at all. In fact, you've released your remix album, Superstroke Remixes, just this year. And it features remixes by Crown, Fox, Dot Jamie, and Loner, Rimpic Goddess, and more. What's the process like of coming up with that list of who gets to remix your songs?
I was actually inspired by... I was so inspired by remix compilations after, because I think shortly after the release, I was just enjoying myself, you know. And then I got to listen to Moby's, one of Moby's remixes album. It was not even like, you know, like remix EP type stuff. It's like a mix of properly DJ mix of like remixes but connected together.
So almost like DJ kicks.
Yeah, it's like yeah, straight up. So it's like, and then like the way of, it's a 90s Y2K thing, so like everything is like very, you know, like happy trance mix, and then like hardcore mix, but like it's fun and I listen to it, it's bonkers. So when I got that, I'm like, I'm going to form a lineup of like people that I really like, and also make an alternative universe of how Superstroke would sound like if like differently. So I actually planned the whole tracklist first, which is like, surprisingly, after I talked to some of my overseas friends, surprisingly it's an interesting way to put a remix album, because some actually would think like, okay, if I want you to remix, right, I actually just send you the thing.
And the stamps.
Then, yeah, and then like, I let you do whatever. But this is like a little bit collaboration actually, because I kind of pre-curated the track list and the stuff. So I actually learned about something. So I realized that sometimes remix album can be a collab album as well. Yeah, so, and then some gave me feedback that, hey, maybe we can also like even pre-discuss it into like, you know, because I think this is why my first love is always electronic, because I always like, you release one song and then there's dub mix, and then there's
extended mix, school mix, club, single,
and then you can
mix.
enjoy. So I guess I just want to do it justice, lah. Like I think as electronic, I understand some of my crowd will be like, what is this? I don't understand, but those who know, they know.
It's the culture, man.
Yeah, that's why.
So would you say that most of those artists are all your friends and people that you've worked with before?
I think, maybe 50% of them are actually friends.
Mm-mm.
Or people I started following at first. And then maybe one of it, Laria from Vietnam was introduced by Eastern Margins. Shout out Eastern Margins from the UK. And then the rest are just people... Everyone on the internet.
Wow.
I haven't met everyone besides Rembit Goddess.
There are a couple of names that are quite familiar, like Fox.
Oh yeah, sorry, Singapore. Fox also. Let's not forget about him. The OG Fox, let's not forget, man. Let's not forget Fox, man. Yeah, just Fox and Rembit Goddess, though.
Power of the internet, man.
Yeah, though, crazy, though.
Would you say this is a good way for musicians to extend the shelf life of their albums? Because sometimes when you put something out, sadly, it gets quite old very fast. I mean, there's a new album that's put out every day. Do you think it's a good way to extend the shelf life?
It's a very good question. I thought of another thing, but I think I will say this. I think also it really depends. See whether you correct me if I'm wrong. I think also sometimes depends on the music itself. Think about it. Some album age really well.
Mm.
Some they just listen wise, they might just stay relevant for a year or maybe less than that even.
Mm.
So I think my point is I will put the music comes first. The timelessness of it. They represent the era or / the artist.
Mm.
But then remixes definitely increase the shelf life of it. But I think the baseline is, I always think the music itself, the original one, is the raw material for the preservation and the shelf life of it.
Mm.
So your raw material gao enough, proper enough, or solid enough to actually withstand the trials of time. Actually, anything I think is just extra things to preserve it or shelf life it.
Mm-mm. Obviously, it's a good tool as well for, because all these artists and producers are all from different parts of the world, right? So it's a good way to tap into new set of audiences from different countries.
Yeah, I have new tour locations really, basically. Cool. I have tour locations.
Asian tour coming soon.
Let's go.
I'm currently speaking to singer-songwriter and producer Shell Hill. We'll be heading for another short break, but we'll be back right after this. Stay tuned right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9.
I've been away for too long, too long. My heart has been swaying away so far, so far. 突然又可惜 Need your love, you're a star. So close yet so far. Come steal my heart. Cause you know you wanna, you know you wanna. Cause you're a star. So close yet so far. Come steal my heart. We can cuddle to the early morning. 等我煮早餐给你 就算你睡到12点起 I can live like this on repeat, beat, 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 beat. 我需要你的爱来浇灌我 今天我遇见你温暖我 There's nothing I could ever need. Only you. Need your light, need your love. You're a star, oh, oh, oh.
from the Superstrobe EP. That was Shell Hill with the track Star. Shell Hill is in the studio with me right now, ahead of his performance at the City Rolls Festival that's happening on the 28th of May.
How long you've grown to learn to hate this world? How long you've lived to see every day just fades away, fades away? Don't wanna forget myself, just hold me close.
Just now you mentioned Eastern Margins as well, the folks from Eastern Margins. Your track Racing Hearts was recently included in the Red Line Legends compilation by Eastern Margins. How did that happen?
I was, same thing, the power of the internet. Jax Wan, one of the members of Eastern Margin, and then like, she just, they actually featured my song first on their playlist. I'm like, okay, who are they? I'm like, ah, cool. And then like, one of the members followed me, then I'm like, they followed back. I'm like, oh, the things they are doing is cool. Which is like pushing like Southeast Asians and East Asians in the UK side.
I think I stumbled upon Eastern Margins from their NTS show actually, which is playing a lot of great Asian songs.
Which is like, cause like, I mean like in the West, like straight up like, they don't even know what's like Dangdut or Manyao is. They might not like, how was that? Like, you know, I think that actually provided such a good platform where it's the perfect place for electronic music push and medium, which is like, you know, like all the electronic, the kids and the heads and the great electronic music coming from the UK and pushing these Asian, which is like this diaspora of like so many interesting like electronic music inspired from the West. Now we are bringing it back to them, like straight up, like even like Vina House, even Manya, or like this J-pop, this trend stuff, all I felt like we are influencing each other. And a way that I push it is sometimes not as Eurocentric already, it's like very, very localized stuff. So I think this is why they are like, hey, we want you to have in our compilation. I'm like, okay, I'll try out something, and it worked really well. I'm happy that it's out there lah.
And now you're part of the collective that's about to change the world with the Asian sound.
Yeah, man, it is crazy, man. But I can't wait to see how it turns out in the future, man. Like, I always felt like Southeast Asia, I want more light in Southeast Asia, and I want to see how it grows into something that I haven't seen and being pushed before.
I don't know why this suddenly popped up in my head, but Punjabi Garage is pretty big in UK as well, right?
Yeah, my friend Gasing always like keeps like talking me, like, hey, you go listen to Keep Hush Way, like fire. Wow, these guys garage, then grime, man, like speed garage, man, 140 bpm. I'm like, okay, but it's pretty dope. Like I think Keep Hush is like definitely the in thing, like to like Boiler Room doing that thing, but Keep Hush is like the in kids, like the edgy kids, and doing their thing. But yeah, the Punjabi Garage thing, I haven't watched the documentary. I still saw an Instagram post only. I haven't watched like the full video.
I'll touch a bit about Runnin' Merindu before we get into City Ross. You finally dropped the music video a few months back, and it follows the story of your character, Angel 527, in a forbidden love with Angel 528. And it kind of closes the chapter, right, on your Superstrobe theme for that EP. Are you planning a continuation of that story eventually, or will it be something entirely new in the future? Because it was a bit of a cliffhanger in the music video.
No one asked this question yet. Surprisingly, someone asked.
You sound like you were waiting for someone to ask.
Yeah, because I am not sure should I say this, but I am in the works of, there might be a final continuation of what this is going to be. I am not sure yet, but I have plans to work on it. Because if I'm going to do, if I want to really close this chapter, I would actually like do it justice. So yeah, I'm in the plans of it.
So by any chance, does this have anything to do with the Singaporean International Festival of Arts that you are doing soon?
Oh, so there might be with the SIFA 2022, there will be a showcase where I'm doing a virtual showcase of this. there might be a closing or continuation story through the story of Angel 527 and how it's gonna unfold. So if you want to know what happened to Angel 527, so stay tuned.
So if you're very much invested in the storyline of Angel 527, you know, Singapore International Festival of Arts happening on the 20th of May to 5th of June, something to look out for. Which brings us nicely to City Roars Festival. Your next show will be for City Roars Festival happening on the 28th of May. It's a one-of-a-kind cross-border Malaysia and Taiwan hybrid event with both physical shows and live stream shows by both Malaysian and Taiwanese acts, of course. And Xiaohui is performing for that festival after finally being able to perform live, right? Is the act of performing for you like riding a bike, like muscle memory, or do you find yourself getting rusty, you know? Or I don't know what to say in between songs.
The soft bike was like a big mountain. Imagine you're rusty already, right? Then suddenly your soft bike is like a big bump, like a big maybe a hill. If shows are bumps, right, soft bike is like a hill for you to ride a bike to cross over.
And you can't really say Malaysian things, right? Like dah makan belum, sana okay.
like I have to like figure out proper, like, you know, I have to like figure out, I need to write down what I want to say and then like plan out which one works. Is this too cringy? Is this too cheesy? Would this be okay with the Americans? Like,
what was your best line?
There was this song called, it's upcoming song you heard first here, it's called Sayang. And then I need to explain to them, like, oh no, I have this song, it's called Sayang, and in Malay, Sayang means my love. You all are my Sayang. But I didn't use that, love. I didn't use that, man. I know what, I tested it out, then I'm gonna say it, then like, my friend look at me, wait, don't wanna.
Oh, good thing you did the test.
Yeah, it's so funny, you know, but I didn't say it, love. But yeah, that's what I prepared. Apparently, it doesn't work.
So, City Ross, I'm pretty sure you feel more comfortable, more at home, you know, with your lines on stage.
Yeah. I mean, like, even with that, not sure, can we expose the location yet? I don't think so yet. But it's so exciting. I just knew about it. I'm like,
it's a good location, let's just say.
It's a good location. So, like, actually, from no shows to that, it's actually, I would say, like, a big bump as well. Because it's such a good platform for any performers and any audience for those who are coming to City Roars Fest. You guys are having a feast, I would say.
Is it going to be a full band for you?
Yes, it's the Shaho XL band. And we're gonna run through the whole Super Stroke physical thing, full band, first time in real life with a proper Crown Festival.
A lot to look forward to. Will you be selling any merch or physical CDs?
I am having talks with the team. When I say team, is maybe like just one person or maybe just me. But yeah, definitely I want to, because I know that they are also encouraging local acts to like sell their own merch, and they have even have their booth also. But yeah, I would love to, and I am in plannings of it, like, because there are so many strong designs from even the Superstroke universe.
Yeah, you've already, you know, your world building for the whole Superstroke EP was just on point, so I think it's good to extend that universe in the different mediums, you know.
Right, I'm just thinking of the designs right now. I'm like, design one. Okay, would he or she wear that shirt? But yeah, that's what he talks about.
So besides going through the whole Superstroke EP, I believe, like you mentioned, will you be also playing that new Sayang song?
Yes, I will actually test out the song as well. I tested out in the US and the reaction was like, pretty solid. And I really like it, so I'm thinking like, how do I do it in a band set? But yeah, it's a song that I wanted to release soon. Yeah.
For our listeners out there, what can they expect from seeing a Shell Hill show?
I would say that, like, this is the first time the Super Strobe setlist being unfold in real life in a full set form in front of you guys. So I would say that this is might be the first proper experience of how Super Strobe should be expressed.
Wow.
So stay tuned.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you in the studio live for the very first time. Definitely won't be the last. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Afnil. Thank you, BFM.
Shaohui will be performing at the City Roars Festival that's happening on the 28th of May. The festival will feature performances from Seven Collar T-Shirt, Digahayu, Lunadira, Hectic, The Fatalis, Sweet Ass, and so much more.
For more information, you can head over to cityroarsfest.com. Let's close off with something from Shell Hill's Superstrope Remix EP. This one is the remix of Runnin Marindu done by Crown from the Philippines. Join me again next week, same time, same place, for more of the same. You've been tuning in to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Off New Thing, right here on BFM 89.9. Yang terindah kamu bagai embun yang tercantik pada waktu senja yang semakin menghilang. Hidupku tanpamu bagai langit tiada bintang. Kegelapan hatiku perlukan sayangmu. Impianmu. And I'll keep running, 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 running back to you. And I'll keep running, 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 running back to you. To you. Got me looking at the skies, I'm trying to find a burning star. Just what you were, but you're already long gone. I'm trying to go back in a time where you were always all around. Times you were mine before we cut it all off. You took my heart and let it rot to peace. It's hard to breathe, baby, I get no ease. I've been trying to get you off my mind, but you keep haunting back into my nights. All my sleep, it don't feel the same. All my dreams of you are nightmares that will never change. I've been losing all my focus, wishing that would be a sign for you to come back and fall in my arms. And I'll be patiently waiting in the dark just for you to light it up all again, just one more time. Yeah, you got me running, 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 running back to you.
Aku berlari ingin mencapai tangan kamu.